Welcome to the podcast, hosted by the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. And now, our host, publisher Scott Adams.
Hey everyone, this is Scott Adams with the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. We have a great conversation today around the non-acute care and supply chain and having that kind of director or vice president of non-acute working within the health systems. And our goal in this conversation today is really to kind of position that for those organizations that may not have that role, how important it is, how it could help your organization as a health system here in North America. And to give some examples, today with me, we have Derek Adams, who is the Director of Non-Acute Supply Chain for Advent Health. And Derek was one of the top five winners of the non-acute supply chain leaders across the U.S. from the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. He was on the cover of JHC back in June. And so we're so excited to have him on the conversation with us. And we thought it might be cool to have one of his suppliers on as well so that they can talk a little bit from both sides of the aisle as to how they work together and show, you know, the importance of Derek's role. So I also have Francis Devanza on with me. He is the Field Vice President of Strategic Accounts for McKesson MedSurg. We had about a 20-minute conversation that was absolutely amazing. So I know you're going to enjoy it and look forward to getting some comments back from you after you listen to the podcast. So here we go. Hey guys, so good to have you with us, Derek and Francis. It's been a while since we talked live, but now we're back on the podcast. And so I'm excited to have this conversation. And what I'd like to do to start it off is have both of you kind of talk about your role. I'm going to start with Derek. Derek, over the last year, we've seen the role of supply chain leaders expanding, forcing a significant leap in responsibility to the non-acute care continuum. Can you talk to us a little bit about that role at Advent Health as the non-acute care supply chain director and how that has set your system specifically up for success?
Yeah, so I came on board at Advent Health in February of 2019. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, kind of attracted me to the job was it was a job that was solely focused on non-acute, which, you know, as I've been on several panels over the last year, talking to other healthcare systems across the country, that's not a position that every health system has. So being able to come in and, you know, understand what the needs were of that group, because prior to me coming on board, that position had been open for a while. So coming in, establishing, you know, my credibility with the group, I think helped set us up for success, because by going out and meeting everybody, you know, kind of where they were and letting them understand, A, what my role was, B, kind of what my experience was, and C, getting them to understand how we together can help mold the future of non-acute healthcare for Advent Health. And I think that throughout my time here, whether it's been, you know, working on formularies with McKesson, you know, battling hoarding and other issues during the pandemic, I think that we've done a very good job of setting ourselves up very well for the future.
Derek, I got to be honest, as I listen to you talk, you know, I think about those health systems that don't have someone in a role like yours. And based on this last 18 months, especially with PPE and everything else, I feel for those alternate site facilities that didn't have an advocate for them inside the supply chain of giant health systems. So it's been fun to watch as this role has taken off. And in fact, the Journal of Healthcare Contracting this year just put out the top five alternate site supply chain executives around the country. And Derek was one of those. And so it has been kind of interesting to watch. Francis, as I kind of transition over to you, talk a little bit about the role of distribution and what you play in supporting health systems, especially like Advent Health and their non-acute care strategies.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. So the role at McKesson, now Field Vice President of Health Systems, has evolved over the years. And now this position is solely focused on supporting our largest existing health system customers. So really all we do is generally handle anywhere from 3 to 5 health systems, so we can stay extremely focused on the ones that are most sophisticated and that we can align with the most. So my position is really focused around quarterbacking all McKesson efforts within an Advent Health. And whether that be in the non-acute, which the majority of our focus is at, or it be bringing other McKesson divisions to the table if we think that they can bring value or there's need for somebody like Advent. You know, really that position is solely focused on that. And then it's morphed over the last few years into a much different focus outside of medical surgical, and the name of our division is McKesson Medical Surgical. But Advent's a perfect example of a customer where medical surgical is a big part of what we do, but it is now just a 25 to 30% of the business due to that diversification in other large product categories such as lab and pharmaceuticals. So kind of closing the loop on that question, you know, bringing together the entire team, whatever support mechanisms that Advent need is my role.
Yeah, Francis, I want to stay with you on the questioning here. You know, in the past, talk a little bit about how acute care and non-acute care strategies have aligned within Advent. And then how much does having someone in a role like Derek's help when you're managing an alternate site business in such a large health system?
Yeah, really great question, Scott. And I mentioned before, working with a handful of health systems like I do in the state of Florida, Advent is the only one that has somebody that's dedicated like Derek. And you can see that in the accomplishments that we are able to have had over the last few years. When you've got somebody so laser focused on non-acute, and we've all seen the significant growth outside of the four walls of the hospital, more people want to be taken care of in a different setting than that hospital setting. So as more and more focus moves outside of that, thus does supply chain and somebody like McKesson's focus. So being able to work like with Derek, we've been able to execute on projects that had been discussed for years with Advent, and we start to go down that road and then bandwidth would simply get in the way. And now somebody like Derek, he's got the bandwidth, he's got people that he can now count on, and then we've built a team around him that can help them ultimately execute their goals and make sure we align with those. So going back to the acute and the non-acute, it's been a challenge, not only with our other health systems, but even somewhat with Advent to find out, okay, what is happening in the acute and how do we make sure that that trickles down or is aligned in those non-acute segments? And I will say in the last couple of years with Derek's role and with a significant closer focus on patient satisfaction and care, we've started to get a lot of traction. And, you know, if you're in the hospital or you're at Dr. Smith down the road or you go to an urgent care, you want to make sure that I'm getting the same COVID test or same flu test kit or using the same products. And we've seen that shift over the course of the last 18 months. And not only has it made a ton of clinical sense, but it makes sense financially. We still got a long way to go, but I tell you what, we're getting really close to making it fully integrated and aligned with acute.
I want to stay kind of on that same path of what you just went down. And I'm going to, Derek, I'd like you to answer this question. And Francis, I'm going to have you chime in at the end, but I put this in quotation in my notes when we got to this question today. And I want to talk about the unicorn. And John Pritchard, my business partner here at the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, we talk about the unicorn all the time. And the unicorn for us is that clinically integrated supply chain that everybody's striving to get across the country. So Derek, outside kind of the scope of product selection and usage, how do you collaborate with McKesson on making informed decisions to address vertical integration around formulary standardization as you strive to become that, clinically integrated system throughout from the acute all the way down to non-acute?
Yeah, and I think that starting with, you know, our work on our MedSurg formulary, I think that the success that we achieved during that project kind of helped propel us to kind of understand what the needs of our health systems are and how McKesson can help us better, you know, reach our goals as far as, you know, being more clinically integrated. One of the things that, you know, I think McKesson got an opportunity to see when we were in, you know, in that setting working on the MedSurg formulary was how heavily we try to standardize to what the acute care facilities are using at, you know, in our Advent health system. That way, when, you know, there's times like the pandemic that happened where, you know, it's very crucial for everyone to be utilizing the same products because let's say McKesson, you know, has products that are on allocation or back ordered, then we can then go to our warehouse and be able to pull from our warehouse because we're utilizing the same products. So that standardization, I think, has helped us see that there's a path for us to be able to do that, not only in the med-surg space, but also in the lab space, also in the RX space, also in the minor equipment space. So as we move forward, you know, for the balance of this year, we have projects coming up in lab and in RX specifically, where we're going to be trying to, again, mirror those same standardization practices that we have on the acute care side, where they make sense so that we can become that more clinically integrated system.
I'm such an advocate for this role that you're in, Derek, across the I'm hoping that across the country, health systems are listening to the podcast and seeing the benefit of having it. Francis, would you like to chime in on that a little bit of how you guys have worked together?
Yeah. One of the most important things that's occurred over the last couple of years is building out a team of subject matter experts on the McKesson team to work with Advent. And Derek just mentioned two product segments that in the past we didn't have the level of support or focus that we needed. But we've put a lot of time, talent, and resources into lab and pharmaceuticals, knowing what big product segments they are for the non-acute and for the acute. So getting those type of subject matter experts not only engaged, but dedicated to accounts like Advent has really helped those conversations flourish. You know, Derek's just one man, I am as well. And it's tough to be an expert on everything. But when we're able to bring that expertise in and really broaden those conversations and open up eyes and then make sure that we're connecting or they're connecting with their counterparts within Advent through the help of somebody like Derek, that's where we've seen this integration and alignment really take off.
Yeah, when we come back from this word from our sponsors, I want to continue down that path with and start out with you, Francis, on aligning the stakeholders. But right now, folks, we're going to take just a 30-second break and hear from the sponsor of this podcast, which is McKesson. Without sponsors like McKesson to help fund these things, it'd be hard for us to put podcasts out. So thank you so much to McKesson, and here's a word from our sponsor.
From doctor's offices and surgery centers to long-term care facilities and patient homes, McKesson works with health systems to develop non-acute supply chain strategies that support better operational, clinical, and financial outcomes. We help you take control of your non-acute supply chain and deliver better results across your system. McKesson's commitment to excellence starts with our mission of improving healthcare in every setting. One product, one partner, one patient at a time. Take the next step in building a high-performing non-acute supply chain and take the lead in delivering high-quality patient care. Visit McKesson.com/take control.
All right, so we're back from commercial break. Francis, I want to come back to you, just kind of tagging off of what you were saying right there before the break. Aligning all the stakeholders in a large, complex system like Advent has got to be a challenge. How is Advent and McKesson kind of broken down some of those silos and worked together on those things?
Yeah, it can be a really big challenge. But when you start talking the talk and walking the walk with those that are those experts, you quickly get buy-in and you quickly and somebody like Advent quickly realizes that McKesson is focused on these various product segments like lab and pharmaceuticals. So what we've been able to do here really within the last 6 to 8 months is make sure those stakeholders are aligned. We understand what the goals are of acute and if those goals in such product categories such as lab are going to trickle down to the non-acute space. And really the goal of that subject matter expert is to make sure that they understand the needs and they're bringing all of the various manufacturers that either work with Advent today or could be a good option for them clinically, financially, and operationally to the table. So I look at it as being almost additional employees of Advent, and hopefully Derek would agree that these subject matter experts are focused on what's most important to Advent and they're agnostic in regards to manufacturers and product. And I think that brings a lot of validity to what we do to the table. And it doesn't just stop there with lab, which we've referenced on a couple of occasions. Pharmaceutical alignment, very, very important. Making sure that Advent is maximizing their relationships with certain manufacturers that have made commitments to them. You know, Advent is very focused on their GPO and making sure that the manufacturers that they utilize are part of those GPOs. So aligning with those goals and talking to the same subject matter experts really has made a huge difference in starting to make progress on that alignment.
Derek, would you like to chime in on that?
I'll say that, you know, going back again to our work on the MedSurg formulary, I think that that provided a proof of concept that was easy to take to other parts of the organization to get them to realize that, hey, you know, not only do we have a process that, you know, involves looking at different product categories and getting the right people involved in the conversations, because in addition to, you know, having subject matter experts from McKesson being involved in what we're doing, I think that involving all levels of our medical groups, you know, in the non-acute space, we have 16 medical groups. And what I always try to do is anytime that we're having these conversations around, you know, product category, formulary, standardization, or and those things, that we invite them to the table. Because in order to really get that synergistic feeling that you're looking for, you have to have people that are invested. And I think anytime that you can get those people involved and bring them to the table, you have that investment, which in turn usually makes for great conversation and makes sure that you have something that is going to be able to stand the test of time when it comes down to, you know, the constant reviews that we have of the work that we've done.
I got to think, just from an outsider looking in too, Derek, it just helps with buy-in across the entire continuum when you're bringing in those experts from across your organization to help with making the decisions.
I would definitely agree with that.
And Scott, I'd love to chime in on what was done between Advent and McKesson a couple of years ago with Derek leading the charge. That war room, it was like, for lack of a better term, that we did a couple of years ago has now become the gold standard and the process we attempt to utilize with other health systems. To Derek's point, seeing this room of all these different divisions and people that are not only focused on clinical, but they're focused on contracts, all working in perfect unison and rowing as one, was a thing to see. And I wish all my health systems can get there, but at least we now have the playbook and the model of how to get there. Now, they may not bring in as many people, but I think we've certainly charted a path that others could take.
So just to kind of say that back to you in a different way, Francis, you're basically saying that other health systems should be like Nick Saban and the University of Alabama with their process, because it's all about the process, right?
That's it. Trust the process, Scott. That's why they win national championships.
Roll Tide. I'm sure I just alienated about 75% of the country on that comment, but to get back to Derek, just to come back to you real quick, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of talk about your system and some of the great things that you guys have been able to do over the last year. I'd be remiss if I didn't give you that kind of open forum. So from your perspective, can you talk a little bit about Advent Health and the, some of the things that you really saw you guys do right in 2020 and this far into 2021, you know, what that process looked like, you know, what worked well, maybe what didn't, and what you've learned from it?
I think that the number one thing, and probably I think a lot of health systems can say the same thing, is that everyone, as soon as the pandemic hit and we saw that there were going to be challenges, I mean, it was definitely all hands on deck as far as everyone working to the same cause to make sure that, you know, we didn't have any interruptions in patient care, you know, during that time. And, you know, whether it was, you know, me going and taking products to different areas, the different regions that I'm responsible for, to make sure that they had products to keep their doors open, or, you know, our strategic sourcing team getting on the phone and calling all across the world looking for product. Everybody just worked so well together. And I think that, you know, we had new leadership that came into the organization in July of 2019. And, you know, Marisa Farbar did an excellent job of making sure that we were all aligned and all on the same page. And I think that, you know, the leadership that she provided allowed us to be able to go in and make sure that we didn't have any interruptions in any of our healthcare segments, whether it, you know, whether it be long-term care, home health, hospice, non-acute, acute care. We didn't have any interruptions. I think that that says a lot, not only about leadership in our organization, but the people who are involved with making sure that we provide excellent patient care to our patients.
That's great to hear. Francis, you're welcome to jump in on that. I do want to thank both of you for your time today. Before I ask this last question, which I'm going to ask of Francis to answer, but you're welcome, like I said, to answer into that, what I just asked Derek as well. But let me just finish, close us with this. And before I ask this last question, you know, my goal in this podcast today, if there was an overlying goal, was hopefully health systems out there that read the journal and will read this what will turn into an article from this podcast and listen to this podcast will hear the true value of having someone like Derek in that non-acute supply chain role. I think it's huge. I think it's very important for patient care going forward. But Francis, I'll close with you here. You know, what advice/recommendation would you give other health systems looking to develop or build an effective non-acute strategy? You know, what are some of the keys that you've seen from success? And you have the lens of being able to see other systems, not just one. So I'd love for you to kind of give us your overview on that.
One thing that Advent does that no other customers that I've worked with or my counterparts work with is every early spring, late fall, I'm sorry, early December, they have a supplier summit and they bring in all their key suppliers. So actually the last couple of years, they haven't been able to do it, but they've still held it. And at that supplier summit, they start with a high level of their overall system, where they're at, where they're going, and then they get down to supply chain. So as a distributor and partner, you have no questions as regards to their direction. And that enables us to understand where we need to go to stay on board with strategic customers like Advent. So one, that would be one thing that I would recommend my customers do. I mean, tell us where you're at and tell us where you want to go so we can align with it. And then secondly, the focus on non-acute. Sure, that's my world, but when you look at an Advent that's got over 700 locations, and they're not just physician practices, they're urgent cares, they're imaging. And with that care moving outside of the hospital more and more, as I've referenced a few times, and we've seen COVID even push that into different care settings, you know, it's really forced all of us to be more strategic and agile, and Advent personifies that level of strategery and just how quick they're able to move to adjust to challenges that are facing all of us.
Gentlemen, what a great conversation. I appreciate both of your time today and thank you for being with us. And I'm looking forward to getting this podcast out and having the industry hear it. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks, Francis.
Absolutely. We just finished up that podcast with Derek and Francis, and hopefully you got a lot out of it. I had a great time talking to those two. And again, I know I said it a handful of times throughout the podcast, I'm such an advocate for the role that Derek's in. I think it's very, very important as someone who's been on the alternate site side for almost 28 years. I think having a person like Derek in that space that helps guide and can be the voice of your facilities outside of the acute care facilities is huge for those folks that are running supply chains across America. Again, I want to thank Francis for being on from McKesson and really give a lot of props to McKesson for helping us to put this together and thank them for being the sponsor. We look forward to talking to you soon. We have four more of these podcasts coming out from the top five non-acute care supply chain executives that were on the cover of the June issue of Journal of Healthcare Contracting. So be looking for those in the future and have a great week.